I believe you're in your bed, going to sleep. Or you're about to sleep, or you're just testing to see if this is the right podcast to follow. And I can only say, you made the right choice. I've always been told that I should start something like this because for some reason my voice is calming and I should take advantage of that and share that with people. I wanted to start this to basically make people feel a little bit better before they go to bed, no matter how hard and how long and how difficult your day was. You're in your bed now, you're thinking about sleeping, and you're probably thinking tomorrow is another day. And that's true. That's very true. But before you say goodbye to this day, I think it's really important to just say a couple of words about the things that you liked and the things that you enjoyed and the little moments that made your day, maybe without you knowing. If you're a coffee drinker, it would be that first sip in the morning. If you're a group person or somebody who enjoys walking in the office and just saying hi to everybody, smiling, or if you're that one who people pass by and bring a coffee to, or a donut, or some chocolate, or any of these beautiful moments that you interact with other people. Or maybe you're that person who does not necessarily like to talk to anybody and you just had a good, productive, silent day. No matter who you are, a bit of today has finished and you have accomplished something. And that thing is that you finished this day. Relax. Take a deep breath. And be thankful that this day is over. Good, bad, not super ideal. Doesn't matter. It's over. Now in your bed and your goal is to relax. Take a deep breath. Keep it in for about 1, 2, 3. Then let it go. 1, 2, 3. Another time. 1, 2, 3. Exhale. 2, 3. Continue, and I'm just gonna talk. Some days are not as good as we wish them to be. However, it's all always relative to the day before and the day after. So no matter how good or bad your day is, the next day will always be either better or worse. However, if it gets worse, it means the next day will always be better. So think about it, that it will always, always get better. And there's always a setback, and the setbacks could be just time to reflect on what you could improve and how you can make yourself a lot more comfortable with the reality that surrounds you. How to be at peace with the fact that you're living in a place that has some limitations but also has some advantages, and how can you possibly focus on these advantages more than the disadvantages. Relax. 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 Take a deep breath. It's all gonna be okay. And tomorrow's gonna be enough.